Episode 13, The Intersection of Philosophy and Productivity, Finding the Balance Between Achieving Goals and Maintaining Peace of Mind. In this episode, we explore the delicate balance between achieving your goals and maintaining peace of mind. Can productivity and a philosophical approach to life coexist harmoniously? Join us as we discuss strategies to integrate mindful practices into your daily routine, align your actions with your values, and find fulfillment in both your accomplishments and inner well-being. Whether you're striving for success or simply looking for more balance, this episode offers practical insights to help you thrive. Tune in and discover how philosophy can transform your approach to productivity. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Timeless Tactics. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're digging into a topic that feels incredibly relevant for our modern world. How can we be productive without losing touch with our humanity, our peace, our values? It's an age-old question that philosophers and thinkers have pondered for centuries. But in today's fast-paced, hyper-connected world, it feels more urgent than ever. Now, this thought might have crossed your mind before. Maybe you've asked yourself, why am I working so hard, and do I even feel fulfilled at the end of the day? Or perhaps you're someone who thrives on achieving goals, but you feel like something's missing, like you're just ticking boxes without that deeper sense of satisfaction. Today, we're going to unpack this idea together. We're going to explore how philosophy, yes, philosophy, can help reframe our entire perspective on productivity. Stick with me. I promise it'll connect in ways you might not expect. Productivity is often painted as a race. It's a constant striving to get things done, to hustle, to always be on. The cultural narrative encourages us to measure our days by how many tasks we've checked off or how much we've accomplished. But when we look at it philosophically, when we slow down and add some intention to the mix, productivity can feel different. I want to share a little story. Picture this. There's a man named Marcus. Now, Marcus isn't a random guy. He's Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor. Yeah, we're bringing in the Stoics here. What's fascinating is that here's a guy who, arguably, had the weight of the world on his shoulders. Yet his writings and meditations reflect this beautiful balance of being productive without letting his duties overwhelm him. He constantly reminds himself of what's within his control and what isn't. That's a key takeaway for us today, understanding our limits. Because when we try to do it all, be it all, we inevitably set ourselves up for burnout and disappointment. But here's what I find truly inspiring about Stoicism. It doesn't just tell us to stop caring or detach completely. That's a big misconception. Instead, it encourages us to align our actions with our values. Think about that for a second. Are your daily to-dos aligned with what truly matters to you? Or are they just obligations that have piled up over time, things you feel you should do rather than things you want to do? One strategy you can try is to literally pause and reflect. At the start of your day, ask yourself one simple question. What's the most important thing I can focus on today that aligns with my values? Just one. It doesn't mean ignoring all your other responsibilities, but it does mean identifying something meaningful and giving it your attention. Maybe that's finishing a project that excites you. Maybe it's making time to call a friend you've been missing. The key is to recognize that your energy and focus are finite resources. They're precious. I know this isn't groundbreaking advice. It sounds so simple, right? But here's the tricky part. It's hard because we're conditioned to operate on autopilot. We're pulled in a million directions by email notifications, deadlines, social media, you name it. That's why mindfulness becomes such a powerful tool. It helps us pause, breathe, and regain our sense of clarity. And no, mindfulness doesn't mean meditating for hours on end. I mean, if that's your thing, awesome. But it can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths before you move on to your next task. It's that micro moment that creates a sense of reset. Okay, so we've talked about the Stoics and mindfulness as tools for redefining productivity. But I want to pivot for a moment and bring in a different angle. How creativity ties into all this. Have you ever noticed that when you give yourself downtime, or when you're doing something that seems unproductive, like taking a walk or doodling in a notebook, some of your best ideas come to you? It's like our brains need that unstructured time to process, to make connections, to create. The philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche once said, as dramatic as he can be, all truly great thoughts are conceived by walking. And while we're not all philosophers like Nietzsche, there's a lot of truth to that idea. When we step away from constant busyness, we make room for innovation and insight. It's almost like an act of rebellion in a world that prioritizes hustle, isn't it? But in reality, this downtime makes our productive moments even sharper. It's all connected. It's a cycle, not a grind. Before we wrap up, I want you to take away one important thing from today's episode. Productivity and peace are not at odds with each other. They're actually intertwined. When we approach our work with intention, understanding, and self-awareness, it stops being this stressful, never-ending chase. It becomes purposeful. And isn't that what we're all striving for in the end? I encourage you to take some of the ideas we've discussed today and experiment with them in your own life. Try asking yourself that morning question about what really matters. Incorporate mindfulness, even in tiny moments. Recognize the value of stepping away to recharge. And as you do, remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about finding your own rhythm, one that aligns with who you are and what you value. Thanks so much for spending this time with me today. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love it if you could share it with a friend or leave a review. It really helps more people discover the podcast. And if you have a topic you'd love me to explore in a future episode, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, take care of yourself and remember, true productivity starts from within. See you next time on The Balanced Mindset. Thank you for listening to the Timeless Tactics podcast. Please tune in to our next episode, Contemplation versus Action, Understanding when to reflect and when to take decisive steps forward. Subscribe and share this podcast. We are on all the major platforms. Thank you and have a great day.